Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Whole Scoop Radio with your host, Carol Ferraci, your health and wellness resource, where you get the whole scoop and nothing but the scoop.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Whole Scoop. We are blogged on Blog Talk Radio. We are the health and wellness radio show. I am your host, Carol Ferraci. You know the drill. I've been practicing a lot longer than I ever want to tell you, so I'm not going to. You can find me at naturallynutritioninc.com if you want to know more. Then you can figure it out. Anyway, thanks for joining us tonight. We've got another blockbuster of a show with a fabulous guest. We are doing To Hell with Your Point of View and changing your view to get what you need. And of course, you know, I got to do the business. Let me remind you that while our guests are highly credentialed, because that is the stipulation for The Whole Scoop, every guest on this show must be credentialed in the fields and the topics that we discuss so that you get good, solid information, because that's my goal for this show. That way you don't have to go down the street and say, hey, I heard this, I heard that. If you do tell people you heard it from The Whole Scoop, then you know it's good, sound information. So with that being said, let me tell you. I'm going to remind you that even all of that, it's important to seek medical advice if you're before you implement any and all interventions that we discuss on this program. If you need to, call-in number is 347-855-8894. That's 347-855-8894. You can also direct your questions and comments to our Facebook group page, which is The Whole Scoop Blog Talk Radio group. Please join us. Please give us feedback. Tell us what you think. And you should especially join us tonight on the Blog Talk Radio group page, because our guest has given out a free gift. So if you want to find out what that free gift is, you got to go over to that page to find out. All right. And follow us on Facebook. We're always on Facebook. We will take questions later on in the show. If you know, but normally, not normally, but lately, we haven't had time. We've been doing such shows that, like, there's just not enough time to be talking about it. So we're going to do what we can, see what we can do. But if we're taking questions, I'm going to call out the last four digits of your telephone number. But if you want to ask a question, please press the number one to get in the queue for questions. All that being said, guess who's with us tonight? One of our favorite... vivacious, brilliant, whatever. I mean, you can use every adjective imaginable for this woman because she's just amazing, just amazing. And to sum it all up, she's just fabulous. She's a fabulous person. And she's back. Susan Schatzer is back. Who is Susan Schatzer for those of you who are hearing us for the first time? She is a 7-time number one best-selling author and international consciousness facilitator working to support you in unlocking your limitless life. Yeah, I did say limitless life, and we're going to explain all that because it is limitless. As an energetic health professional, she uses her signature process and her innate ability to live in the question and possibility, supporting your shift in breaking free because you deserve a limitless life. Susan has been featured on national TV and radio, plus owns two network channels, Binge and Roku, which allow her to share her message and positively influence others. And congratulations, Susan, who just received notification her most recent co-authored number one international bestseller, Are You the Missing Piece, received the Silver E. Lit Award. Nah, it doesn't get much better than that. It doesn't get any better than that. There, yeah, it does. It actually does. Wait till Susan gets on. She's going to tell you, how does it get better than that? I just kind of blew it. Anyway, with that, Susan, are you with us?
I am. Thank you, Carol, so much. Wow.
Did you like how I kind of
put
that in there? It was kind of cool, right?
I did. I like it. You're always full of surprises.
You never know what's going to come out of my mouth. You just never know, right?
Yes.
Anyway, yes. I'm so grateful that you're here. Thank you so much. And you are such a busy person these days. And you're doing some really fabulous stuff. And I can't wait for you to kind of utilize all those techniques on us tonight. Because when we talked the last time in January, we kind of scratched the surface and got a group going, and everybody was kind of on board, what was not kind of, but was on board and excited. And then we said, you know what, we kind of need to go a little bit further, kind of blow this up a little bit more. And you and I came up with the name To Hell With Your Point of View, because it kind of sums up exactly what people have to do in order to shift and move forward, correct?
Yes.
Well, so how, I mean, you know, we may have, you know, I do think we have some first-time listeners. So if we do, then we kind of need to shift a little bit for them. But I don't want to get into all the nitty-gritty basics, because we do that a lot. There are, and I should mention that if you want to hear more on Susan with The Whole Scoop, she's done our show a number of times, and all of our shows are archived, and you just go to the Blog Talk Radio page for The Whole Scoop, and you'll find them, plus our website's being rebuilt. We do have thewholescoopradio.com. Some of those archives are on there, and they continue to get on there. So, you know, people can access those. So I kind of want to just go basic and say, all right, so if we're shifting and it's to hell with your point of view, then how is it, let's just start basic with, how is it that our point of view keeps us where we are, or doesn't keep us where we are, or doesn't allow us to, or allows us, or doesn't allow us to go where we need to go? Why is it, I'm assuming, and I'm more than assuming because you and I have spoken, but it's true that what we think, we are. So if we think it, that's what we are. And that's who we are. And so if that's the case, then are we then keeping ourselves in an image and an attitude and a point of view of ourselves and our lives in an area that we just kind of like say, okay, this is where we are, this is what we do, and we live that, and we don't really know how to be anything else. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely, positively. Yes. When you were 2 years old, you knew there was a different possibility. You had a greater awareness, and you weren't functioning from any filters. When you were two, you kept asking the adults why. What? Because you could not understand why they were choosing what they were choosing. It was the insanity that our parents were choosing, and we knew there was a different possibility, one, in creating, two, in having way more fun, and three, in being the manifestor of magnitude. I mean, kids manifest like no ghetto. I mean, it's incredible. And then, you know, as adults, we like, you know, with all those why questions, we like start to put the filters on, and then they start buying into it, and then we started believing our parents, and then we started picking up on everyone else's filters, and yeah, here we are. So we've been taught to come to conclusions, make a decision, get the right answer. You know, you were rewarded for it with A's in school and, you know, compliments and things at home, and you were, you know, disciplined if you weren't. And so that's what we did. We were entrained, trained. We were implanted with all of this. This is how you do life. This is how you do living. This is how you be on planet Earth. And only now, Carol, do we really have an awareness that asking a question is the powerful key that unlocks and it gives you your limitless life. Asking a question lets you take a look at truthfully what is happening, what is going on, and then gives you the awareness of what else could be possible there that you're not aware of or not willing to acknowledge.
So let's just back it up a little bit, because when we talk about limitless life, what does that mean? I mean, it sounds self-explanatory, but what does that really mean? Does it mean there are that it's limitless in terms of what we're looking at the moment, or does it mean that we can do, say, be whatever at any, you know, any given time? Are there issues obviously there are issues and objects that get in our way from everyday life, and then how do you, you know, what does that all mean? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So limitless can be anything for anyone. There's not a form or structure. It's not a box that you're like, woohoo, we made it. You know, like the penthouse, woohoo, we made it to the limitless life floor. Functioning and having.
Well, and I guess that's where I'm going. Like, is there a box? There's no box. So it's like, I'm envisioning like a set of stairs, and you get to You know, you kind of go up a flight of stairs and there's a landing, and then you go, well, I want to go farther, and you go up another flight of stairs, or you go down the stairs. It depends on what is right for you. Is that, is, you know, kind of help me out with that direction.
Yeah, so awesome. You know when you're in kindergarten and they teach you how to count? So you're counting everything, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, 19, 20, you know, 26, 27.
Right.
Well, you learn something new. Well, it's like that in life. It's like you're a kid and you're learning things that are new. And so what happens is you learn to function in this reality. Like you learn to vibrate at the frequency that all of your friends are. And when I say vibrate at the frequency, I mean if you're a happy person and a sad person, those are different frequencies. If you're a mean person or a generous person, those are different frequencies. So there are heavier frequencies. Like, you know, do you want to be around someone that sucks the life out of you? You know, do you want to be around someone who's always in trauma and drama? You know what I mean? Do you like to be around people who lift you up, who make you feel happy? And so all of those are different vibrational frequencies. Well, what happens is the more that you can function from lightness, and the lighter frequencies are happiness, joy, ease, abundance, and not from the other ones like the anger, rage, fury, hate, blame, shame, regret, guilt, those heavier frequencies, then like attracts like. It's just a universal law. It's what it is here on the earth. So as you begin to raise your vibrational frequency, you start to attract the same. You start to attract people that are like that frequency. You start to attract people that are match your vibrational frequency, and situations and circumstances and relationships and possibilities that match that vibrational frequency. So what happens?
Okay, so then how do you get there, Susan? How do you get there?
Yeah.
Let's just the average person of, you know, let's say, let's just take the average person who might be raising two kids, who has, you know, elderly parents, has got some things, some other obligations outside, and really that person has no time to really devote to him or herself, let's say herself, and just every single day is go, 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 go. And no time to look back, no time for anything else, just kind of juggle, juggle, juggle. All right, so you take that person who has no real intention of being negative or being, you know, in drama, but absolutely is just constantly having to deal with stuff on a daily basis, a minute-by-minute kind of basis with no real room to breathe. What does that person do? Because the obligations are real. They're going to be, they have to be maintained. So if that's the case, then how does that person then break free and experience a limitless situation?
Thank you. Let's have everyone take a deep breath in and out. Yeah. So what you just explained right there is what I like to call a story. So a story is what you tell other people. A story is what how you show up in the world. And even at the library, you check out books at the library and then they're due back. So you take the story back. Well, if you know, your life has a lot of these areas that are trauma and drama and stuck places, you are paying the penalty on your overdue book. Would you be willing to take the book back to the library and have a different possibility and check out a new book?
I don't think there's anybody in that scenario that would say no to that.
Okay, cool. So that's where you start. You start with being willing to take the book back, because you created the life you're in. You are the one who can uncreate the life that you're in. So what you have created is based on points of view that you have. So So if it's with money, you have points of view about money that are vibrating at that frequency. And because you have a point of view, that which you think about, you talk about, that which you talk about, you bring about, that's what's going to show up. Because God in the universe is here to have your back. And God is saying, okay, so you're talking about not having enough money. You're talking about, you know, wanting another job but not having a job. And you're thinking about, you know, how all this is happening. That's what shows up. More of that shows up because you've placed more intention on it. You have your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, day after day, night after night, week after week, year after year. That has to completely shift. You have to give up the story. You have to give up the foundation, the framework, and everything that has locked you in place with that and start focusing on something different. So things that I recommend is I'm creating a vision questing class that's going to be here in Orlando, Florida. Highly, highly recommend you, your guests, your listeners, people listening to attend. Because what that does is that's going to help you shift all different areas of your life. And it's pulling in numerology, astrology, feng shui, color frequencies, and historical places. And it brings it all in for you to envision and your quest. And it's like everything that's happening to you right now has brought you to where you are to this point in time. And now you have a choice. You can continue, or you can shift and change. You can take a different path. So it's going to be that choice, choosing, and then moving in that direction. So if you get up in the morning at such and such a time, you know, if that's not working for you, what, you're going to ask a question. So what can you do differently today that's going to bring greater ease right away? What can you do today that will bring greater ease right away?
Okay.
And when you ask that, your brain, you know, automatically starts thinking of, well, you know, I could maybe go a different way to work. That may be nicer. I might be able to, you know, maybe call my friend during lunch. I'd love to hear from her. I haven't had a chance to hear from her. Maybe I could, and you start to come up with ways of creating greater ease in your life because you're asking a question. A question always opens the door to a different possibility. The story does not. The story has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and that is it. You can't change it. You can't choose differently. That's the story. Those are the characters. That's the plot. That's your life. Asking a question shifts everything for you.
Okay. So if and I wholeheartedly believe you. So let's just say I'm listening to this for you know, I've heard you before, and I get what you're saying. I'm just kind of putting myself in the place of maybe somebody that's out there listening. And you know, I've tried some of these techniques, and I really have tried, but then I forget, or I get busy, or you know, it's not that easy to just keep asking questions. Like, how do you train yourself to be that person that, because this is not something that we're ingrained to do on a daily basis as human beings. We're more story kind of people.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Conclusion.
And so how do we learn to change our habits or our social norms? How do we do that? You know, because we're not going to be surrounded by people who are doing it unless we start to vibrate that to other people, and then we will be surrounded, but at first we won't. So how do we do that to be able to get to that point and stay there?
Yes, great question. So I do a lot of listening while I sleep. I have run webinars. Yeah, so when you sleep at night, your consciousness gets out of the way and you're able to receive you know, to the subconscious and shift and change things. So when I work with clients, I record our sessions and then I send it to them in an email with their notes and the link. And so I encourage them to listen over and over again, like to play it in the background so it's running on low volume, just so you can hear it, but you can't really pick up on the words. You know something's playing, but you're not sure what it is. That works dynamically because it continues to unlock things for them. So like right now, where our brains are trying to wrap, just as you were saying, wrap ourselves around it, the average person trying to figure this out. Well, it's actually not about figuring anything out. So that's something I do. It all has to do with energy. Also, in the very beginning, when I was first starting, like 15 years ago, I would put on note cards my questions that I would ask. And while I was driving to, at that time I was a senior sales director at Mary Kay Cosmetics. So when I was driving to appointments, I would have note cards in the car. And as I would stop at lights, I would have note cards of questions to ask. And questions were always, you know, very encouraging. And that's what I did. Nowadays, we have apps right on our phone that have memos. And we can just speak questions right into our phone. And then we can play that, you know, throughout the day at any time. If you're working out, if you're in the car, you know, if you're in between appointments, if you're in a waiting room. And you can have those questions be played to you. So you don't even have to think about it. You can come up with them ahead of time and then put them on your phone. And you know what we can do, Carol, is in your I can send you some questions or I can post them on the Facebook group for Blog Talk Radio or for your Whole Scoop group on your Facebook page. And I'll post some questions in there and then people can just go ahead and pull them right from your Facebook group and either save them right onto their phone. Yeah, or go ahead and do that. And these are really open-ended questions, and these are questions that you're not actually trying to find an answer for. You're actually just calling in the possibilities. So as you start to ask the questions, like things are going to start to show up for you in your life that are shifts and change for you. And so what happens is as things start to shift and change, you're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Yeah, check that out. Oh, you know, yeah, that's okay, I'm going to give that a try. Or you'll get something that you're like, oh, you know, maybe that's only going to work for me for 2 days or whatever it happens to be. But new possibilities will keep showing up. And with that, as your vibrational frequency raises, you're gonna actually draw that in. Now, letting go of your point of view is the other key component. So, you know, really being conscious of what you're thinking about, really being conscious of what you're talking about. Like really monitoring what you're saying, because that will have a direct impact as well. So if you're asking for things to show up, but your cup is full, it shows up, it's going to hit the table or hit the floor. You know, your cup's full. So they go hand in hand. So you're going to want to dump some of your cup out. So I encourage you to spend some time eliminating points of view that are limiting. And there may be some callers who have some.
Maybe. Why don't you just give us what question so that we can kind of start out. Well, as you're talking, as we continue to talk tonight, someone can maybe give us an idea of, you know, they kind of can keep it in the background and start to understand what we're saying maybe.
Yeah, so if you're looking to add some more clients to your work program or your webinar or your conference or your workshop, you know, it could be that you're a coach, you may want to ask for them to show up. So you would want to be in the question of something such as, you know, what would it take for, you know, 3 new clients to show up today?
Okay.
Yeah,
so
if you're looking to plan a vacation, it could be anything. If you're looking to plan a vacation, like, okay, universe, God, you know what I mean? Like, because we can only think of what we know. And what we know is very little.
Okay.
God and the universe, they have access to infinite possibilities. So actually, you know, asking them to like support you in what in this creation, like, you know, expands your reality like tenfold. It's like things that like aren't supposed to be possible, like totally happen a lot. And it's pretty magical when you start to, when you're in that receiving platform on that frequency level with having that aspect of it. But before we get there, there is this stuff that we've got to let go of. You know, we have to get rid of it. So any point of view that you have, like if I have the point of view, I don't have very many clients, or I don't have any clients, or if my point of view is I'm losing my clients, or whatever your point of view is, that's going to continue to show up. Then you ask the question, okay, cool, thank you, universe. Like, what would it take for 3 clients to show up today? What would it take for 3 new clients to give me a ring? What would it take for 3 more clients to contact me? And then you just let it go, because the universe is going to go out there and kind of create that for you. And then the next day, what would it take for 3 new clients? So you end up with your list of things. And as you're rolling through your questions of the things that you would like to create, of the things that you would like to invite, of the frequencies of the people and the situations that you'd like to have happen and you'd like to experience, this goes hand in hand with letting the things go, because you're going to be less inclined to go to, oh, I only have this many, or, oh, I don't have enough, or, oh, I have all this free space and there's no one booked, to what would it take and what would it look like and what would it feel like and what would it sound like if my planner was full?
Okay. So let's say that you're saying, let me rephrase that. So you're saying it's a constant approach, correct? We ask the question constantly. So let's just say we got, and you did answer it. If you get 3 new clients, what would it take to get 3 more new clients? What would it take to get 3 more new clients? And you keep building on that. But I hate asking a question with a but. So let me just say, now I have, you know, new clients and I'm working on that. Is it possible to shift more than just one area at a time, or do you just work on one area, gain what you need to gain, and then move on? Or, you know, because life is not just, it's not always linear. There are other dynamics, you know, maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's the business, maybe it's both, maybe it's, you know, all of the above or whatever else, take your pick. So do you work on everything at the same time? Do you ask questions about everything at the same time? And then what, you know, how does that look for someone? Oh, I got this, then I got that, then this came, and then this came, and then, How does that create a new quagmire of how do I deal with this? What would that look like? I mean, how does that work, Susan?
Yeah, well, it works how each person would like to create it in their life. There's no separation. So it's not that relationship is separate from wealth, it's separate from income to career to family. Like, it's all part of your resonance, your vibrational frequency. So anywhere that you're willing to give up a limiting point of view is going to raise your frequency. Anywhere you're willing to let go of a point of view and ask a question, even greater. And what shows up is, you know, you will really actually begin to feel lighter. You're going to begin to feel as though you're creating, that things aren't happening to you, that you are the one that is creating your life. Right now, when your cup is full and you're overloaded and overwhelmed, you feel as though everything's happening to you and you're in reaction. You're reacting to everything. And so when you dump the cup out, get rid of your points of view as dumping the cup, you begin to ask questions. So you begin to invite in that what you're looking for, because now you have space in your cup. And as you're eliminating and you're inviting in and things begin to shift, your frequency begins to rise and you have way more fun in your life. And you're like, okay, I created this. Yeah, I called this in. I asked for this. Yes, I'm having that too.
Can you give us an example of, you know, you or somebody that you've worked with that kind of like went through these stages? You don't have to tell us specifics, but you can give us an overview of how that worked for either you or this person.
Yeah. I can give you an example with myself. So when I when my son was first born, 8 months later, I was diagnosed with MS, and it was this huge come apart. And then, you know, his dad, I'm going to call it the way it is. It was abusive. And, he just left. So, you know, everyone went into the, oh, you're abandoning her. And, you know, you walked out on and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's all conclusionary. And it was all, you know, you're a, you know, bad dad and a bad husband and all that kind of stuff. And poor you. And, you know, all of that went along. So there was this whole list of points of view that people had, that I had, that when this happens to you, this is what it means. And that's a conclusion. And then when that was happening, I was like, okay, well, then I decided that he was this person. And I decided that this was my situation. And I decided that this is what had to happen next. And anytime you decide or conclude, that's not asking a question. So I just locked myself in. So it wasn't until a mentor of mine asked me one day, you know, could this be what you're looking for? And no one had actually asked me for what I knew to be my truth. Could this be what you're asking for? And I was like, I just stopped. And I was like, you know, you just breathe. I was like, the whole world, like time just stopped and stood still. And I was like, well, I can't say yes, and I can't say no. I'm like, well, it could be. I'm like, well, hey, am I asking for this? Did I ask for this? Check it out, world. I did ask for this. And look, it showed up, not how I thought it would, not the way I expected, not the way I dreamed, but it did show up. And at that point, like nothing ever was the same for me again. Literally asking a question totally changed my life. It gave me back the power to know that I had created it. And so I had the power to uncreate it. And so that's what I've done.
So literally anybody in any situation, any of us has created where we are. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
our point of view creates our reality, yes.
So if we go back to that original discussion of, like, you know, I'm a mom of two kids and I've got, you know, maybe some parental obligations and I've got other obligations and whatever, that person created that scenario.
Their point of view.
Did they actually envision themselves in that, or did they fall into it or think they fell into it and keep themselves there?
Yeah, as soon as you start to think about it, you start the creation process of it. And what happens is people come into your life to validate it with you. And you start to create experiences that go, you know, I knew that. That's always that way. Or you'll hear yourself say, you know, I wish it could be different, but it's just not. This is the way it is. This is the way it always is. This is the way it has to be. Well, that's not. Do you feel the heaviness of that? Do you feel the density of that? Like, there is no possibility in that languaging. There's no possibility. Versus, you know what? Okay, cool. Yeah, I did that. I had that. That doesn't work for me anymore. And what would it take for this to shift? What would it take for this to change? What else is possible here? How could it get even better than this? Do you feel the lightness in those questions?
Right. So So I have to, or everybody has to, or any of us has to just keep asking ourselves these questions in order to shift and pull ourselves out so that our current point of view, if we're not feeling good about where we are, we have the power and the ability to shift by asking questions on how to go in a different route. How would this look?
How to create a different possibility. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And be willing to shift what you're telling yourself. Shift your story. Get rid of the book. You've done that book forward and backwards. You can do it in your sleep. You've been doing it for a really long time. Return the book. Stop paying the penalty on it. Check out a different book. Check out something from adventure. Check out something in travel. Check out something. You know what I mean? It's like, and it's not just happening, you know, with us, Carol, because, I mean, you and I were talking about it before we went on the air. Like, you know, as fun and as playful as Facebook looks a lot, you know, there are still those days and times and instances where you're like, really? Really? This is really what was created?
Right.
Wow.
Right.
I must be powerful.
Right, exactly. But, you know, it's not, I think I want to make the point for people that it doesn't mean this is easy. It is easy, but it's not easy in terms of, it's easy to ask the questions. It's easy to receive the information once you ask the questions, but it's not easy to move forward when you're so used to being in a certain place.
That's a point of view.
That's correct.
That
I was just going to say that.
That it's not easy.
And
what if it's way easier than people could ever imagine? So what?
And again,
that's
why I said it that way, because they knew you'd turn it around, and that's what people do.
Yes, exactly. And we just listen to our language and we hear it. It's sort of like this, Carol. It's like, you know, what's going to be easier for you? Taking, you know, just minutes, you know, and be willing to acknowledge your languaging, asking questions, or when you get the diagnosis? When are you going to choose?
Right. So let's talk about that for a little bit, because, you know, you're a prime example. You got a diagnosis of MS, and you don't have any signs and symptoms of MS, and you have never been stifled by that diagnosis. In fact, it's quite the opposite. And it's because asking questions, you learned to change your direction. How does the light bulb went off for you, Susan? How do we allow the light bulb to be maintained for people?
Well, it's sort of like when you're going to learn a new language. You sort of get immersed in the new language. You know, you start listening to tapes, you start watching webinars, you take classes, you've got to do some conjugation, you know, energy speak, like connecting with energy is like different than what's ever happened before. So, you know, give yourself some time. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, what can you get rid of? Can you turn off the TV? You know, can you go to bed 10 minutes earlier? You know, can you wake up 10 minutes earlier? You know, can you take an extra coffee break? Whatever that space is for you. And would you be willing to just, you know, take 10 minutes and set up your phone with some questions? You can update those questions at any time. You know, those may be the questions that are working for you now. And then, you know, you like some new ones or some extra ones, or, you know, you can make more of them. And the questions on the cards that you use, you know, what if you had some in the car? What if you had some, you know, in the bathroom, you know, with you, you know, wherever you happen to be, you know, what if you just started to slowly integrate? You know, it's not as though, you know, you're wrong. Like, no one's wrong. And there's no right way to do this. Like, people will get it when they get it. And it's sort of like, you know, this resonates with people when they're asking a question, they're looking for something, because I was. I was like, holy cow, like I'm going to a third world country to get a stem cell transplant or I'm taking myself off the planet. Like this has to change now. And within 3 days, you know, I had that conversation with my mentor and he asked me that question. So, you know, I'm not saying everyone needs to get to that place and I, you know, don't wish for anyone, you know, to get to that place, but know that even if you are at that place, you can still change. There is still change.
So, in other words, or in the same words, once, let's go with, we have a diagnosis. And that point of view that we've all been ingrained with says, okay, this is what I have. This is what I need to deal with. This is where I am. This is what needs to happen. And I don't feel well. You know, I have this diagnosis now. I really don't feel well. And mentally, I'm not supposed to feel well. You know, so, you know, it's kind of like chicken or the egg. Now that I know, do I feel worse or did I feel worse before I knew? But at the same time, if I have the power to change it and I'm not having it, then how do I maintain the energy necessary to maintain that whole attitude? How do I do that when I'm constantly going to be bombarded with people who are saying, oh, but this, and I'm sure you were too. I'm sure you had doctors all over you going, you must do this, you must do that, you must do this, you must come in, you must do this test, you must do that. We need to know more. You got to get on this particular medication. You got to blah, 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 right? Susan?
Yes, that's what happened. Yes. And then you
okay.
have choice.
Okay.
So I had choice. I could buy into that or I could look for something different. I could ask some questions.
Okay, and I think that's where I really want to make this point in that, yes, you can ask all the questions, you can go, you know, you can really, and you do have to do homework, and you do have to understand more about how this all kind of comes into play. But at the same time, you may be in a situation where you just got this news of some sort. And if you did, you need to understand that you don't necessarily have to stay there. And but you are going to be bombarded. It's not an easy process because you're listening to people who know a whole lot more than you do, you think. And if that's the case, then do we take the attitude of, I know more about me than you do, and I'm going to ask the right I'm going to ask the questions that are right for me so I can get myself to a point that I want to be? Or am I going to listen to all these other people do it their way and still keep asking, you know, how do you keep from being confused like that if you don't? Because it's intimidating. It's an intimidating process to get a particular kind of diagnosis and be told by people who are experts in the field or who just deal with this on a daily basis, and they're saying, do this, do this, do this. And then you're actually making a conscious choice. I need to go in this direction. And you're defying what they're telling you, and you're going, but I might feel better if I take it their route because they know better than me. So you see where that whole mind game kind of thing comes in, and now you're caught because you're not – you know, you're really trying to come up to this vibration. You're really trying to be a part of this whole thing and change your own direction. But then how do you take that risk?
Yeah, there's no, like, one specific answer. So even though I, in my reality, like, I don't have it kind of a thing, like, it still shows up on MRIs. You know, the lesions on my brain and my spine, like, they're still there. But I don't choose to have that be part of my reality. You know, I am more tired than others. I do have more sensitivity to heat that, you know, other people don't have. So is that MS? I don't know. It could just be I'm tired that day or I'm run down or, you know what I mean? Like it could be anything kind of a thing. So I do still follow. I do still have a neurologist, urologist. I do still have doctors. I do see them every year or however long I need to see them. Absolutely, I do. I do that and I add the energy work in. So I do both.
Okay.
I choose what works. I research. I look for other things that are out there. I do a lot of talking with my body. My body does a lot of talking with me. So I highly recommend do both. You know, do what works for you. Do what you feel comfortable with. Do what you need to do and seek all the counseling because, you know, they know stuff about it that I don't know. And, you know, what if it's not one or the other? What if it's both? What if it's a combination of both, Carol? Like, how much fun would that be?
Right. That's true. I mean, what if it is? And you don't know. So, you know, why put yourself in a situation where you're going to say it's one or the other if you don't need to? You know?
Yeah, because medicine is vibrationary also. Everything is vibration.
Right.
Everything's energy. So they've actually found, like, all of our organs function at a certain vibrational frequency, our lungs, our heart, our kidneys, our pancreas, everything. And what happens is because there's a frequency for each of these body parts, they can tell and they know, doctors and holistic practitioners, you know, when that organ is in dis-ease, it's not with ease, it's not diseased kind of thing, it's just not functioning at its optimum level. And so with that, they are able to either get blood work or they can get, you know, diagnostic work, you know, MRIs or CT scans or whatever needs to take place. And they're able to use that with vibrational frequency to shift and change that for the body because everything's energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to remind everybody that if you want to ask a question, press the number one and get in the queue for questions. I'm not seeing anybody on the board that's pressing or that's looking for a question. So if you're looking, let me know. And
yeah, let's eliminate some stuff. Like what isn't working for you in your life? You know, what can we contribute? How can we contribute to you, to anyone who's listening?
Okay.
Or calling in.
Great. You know what? Somebody just did pop up with a question. We've got just about 10 minutes left, so we want to make sure that if anybody else wants to get in too. So if I cut you short, that's what's happening, okay? So we're going to either run out of time or we have other people too. So just don't take it personally, and we'll just kind of go from there. But we're going to go with question caller 5484. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi. You are on the air with us.
Awesome. I am so delighted to be here. This is Inez Bracey. Susan, you were covering all the stuff that we work on, which is really amazing. And I know we're still doing the work, so that's what happened. And, Carol, you were asking or saying some things about the mind, how people get diagnosed. And they own the disease. That does happen because that's how most people in America have been brought up. But when you talk about points of view, I just wanted to share that I traveled for 15 months abroad, and because I had studied this program and had embraced it and owned it, it was a totally successful trip. Because many places in the world don't have what we have, but I didn't buy into that. So when we decide, it's a decision. It's a decision and a commitment that we make to ourselves to be in the energetic space of allowing, accepting, and receiving when we ask the question.
Did you find that your experience abroad was different because your point of view was broadened?
Absolutely, yes.
So you're saying that it just made you have a completely different life experience.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Wow. That's amazing. Thank you for letting us, you know, be a part of that. Thank you.
Yeah, Inez
Susan,
is a fellow Blog Talk radio show host, too.
I'm sorry, say again?
Inez Bracey. She's used to be. Do you still have your show, Inez? She's on Blog Talk too.
I'm not doing it now. I'm starting it back up, but I'm not doing it at this moment. But
no,
I did
she
have.
Yes.
Well, that's fabulous. Wow. Great. Well, we'll have to have another conversation off the air. We'll do that.
I'd love
to. I'd like to know more. Thank you. Thanks so much. Susan, you have anything to add to that?
You know, it's really, it's sort of like people will choose it when they choose it, and they'll get it when they get it. And, you know, everyone is in, like, their own space and place, and everyone is exactly where they're supposed to be. Like, exactly where you're supposed to be is exactly where you are right now. And know that in that nanosecond, you have choice, and you can choose to, you know, delete some old systems and programming that you can hear yourself thinking about and talking about. You can choose to ask some questions. You can choose to expand your possibilities. You can choose to stay contracted. You know, you can choose to listen to audio recordings or not. You can choose to have the flashcards or the memo audio. You know, it's all choice with you. So what is it that you would like to create, and what is it going to take for you to have that?
That you know, I think it's starting to kind of gel right now for a lot of people. It's kind of like, oh yeah, okay. Let me see if I can ask a couple of questions and see how things change a little bit, and then just keep going and building from there. And you know, why not? If you're not feeling like you're in a place where you really want to be or need to be or feel like you should be, then you should maybe start asking some questions. And Susan, you're going to post those questions on the blog site?
Yeah, I absolutely will. Because, you know, the bottom line is, Carol, you know, if you could have figured out how to have happiness, joy, abundance, wealth, health in your life, don't you think you would have by now?
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty basic question. And you know what? We still have Inez on the line, right? Inez, you're still with us?
Yeah,
okay. Well, I do have a question, and it relates to exactly what Susan just said. You know, as you started working this program with Susan, and you started to become more open with what you needed to do personally, what were kind of some of the things that you, if you can remember, some of the things that kind of stifled you or didn't stifle you as a beginner in all of this, and then allowed you to move forward? Maybe, you know, that would help some people that are trying to grasp this concept. If you don't want to answer that, that's fine. I just thought I'd ask.
Oh, no. I'm excited to answer that, because it really just, it opened up my whole world. When I realized, see, I grew up in the South. I'm the sixth of seven children, and we were sharecroppers until I was 9 years old. So that whole environment, even though my parents always pushed education and we all got education, we still didn't get that, what I learned with this program, and that is judgment, points of view, and opinions are limiting beliefs that would hold me back and stop me from being that person I knew myself to be. So when I got that aha moment, wait a minute, why am I allowing other folks' opinions and judgments and all that about me to stop me? And why am I owning what they think? That was so freeing, Carol. I thought I could fly without a plane.
Wow. That's, you know, can you just, like, sort of ask that question one more time? Just kind of say that again.
About getting free. Being free from judgments, opinions, and points of view?
Yeah, you just asked yourself a question. You just said, you know, why am I allowing? And I think that's real important, because Susan, you and I didn't cover that. You know, why we didn't get into why do we allow it? And Inez just said it perfectly. That's how she started. So can you just kind of say that again, just to kind of resonate with people?
See, that's so interesting, because when I said it's why am I allowing other folks to tell me who I can be, what I can do? And that was the limiting belief that I had based on what others had said. And then I started looking at who said what, and I realized the way they were living, they had no business trying to tell me how to be anything. Now, that's a judgment. However, when I broke it down and looked at it, it freed me because I knew that was not who I'd be, and I intentionally say who I'd be, and it wasn't who I intended to be. So why do we allow that? Why do we allow what doctors tell us and own the diagnosis? We get to say thank you for your diagnosis and get into the energetic flow of working on ourselves and inviting in the energy of bliss, love, and gratitude, and being in a space that allows us to heal ourselves.
Well said. Well, so, you know, I think that's the question of the hour. I think we should, how much time do we have left? I have to check this out. We don't have a whole lot of time left, so I think maybe we should end the show on why do we allow anybody to keep us in the space that we're in? Why are we listening to everybody else when we just did a whole show and we've done other shows on everybody needs to be just open to possibilities. So if that's the case, then everybody's got something to work toward or with. And if that's happening, then why are we limiting ourselves to their points of view, their judgments, instead of our own? How
Carol,
about we end there, guys?
Can I just say one thing? When we talk about need, when we're talking about need, there is no need. There might be some things that are required for us to have the enjoyment of our lives, but when we look at need, it puts it at a lower vibration. It means that it's a lack and limitation and we don't have it. When we decide that it's a requirement, it lifts the vibration and it allows us then to be in a space and an energetic time where we can actually experience those things that we desire.
Okay. Fabulously enlightened. Thank you very much. Susan, you want
to
close out?
To hell with your points of view, people. Just to hell with
it again.
All. To hell with your points of view. You're going to have no point of view. Invite a different possibility in. Let's play together. Come find.
All right, I like it.
Carol
and we're going to do that on the Talk Radio group page. And Susan's going to play with us with some questions. Inez, thank you so much for calling in. And thanks for joining us these last few minutes. Appreciate it. And I look forward to talking
thank
with you later.
You.
Okay.
Bye.
Susan?
Thank you, Carol. Yeah.
Oh, Susan?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you were still here. We'll figure out where we're going to go from here. I'm sure there's probably more that the Whole Scoop can do with you, and we look forward to it. I want to thank you very much for your time.
Thanks. The free gift, Carol, is an audio.
And a free gift
hours.
On the Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so very much. You're always just so generous. And, you know, you got a big fan page from the Whole Scoop here that everybody just, you know, I get so much feedback when you're on the show. So thank you very much. And we wish you well. We know you're off doing new things. And at some point you're going to tell us exactly what all those new things are. And we're going to be your biggest fans.
Thank you, Carol. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I am here to help everyone raise their vibrational frequency. You know, if there's something that's not working for you, let's take a look at it because I have great success in working with people to shift and change what is showing up for them, and that the free gift is the 13 hours of gratitude. And gratitude is one of the highest vibrational frequencies on the planet. So that is why the gift is for all of your listeners and for people who do go and visit your page, because you can run that in the background and it will raise your vibrational frequency.
Wow, that's fabulous. Thank you, Susan. Okay, I'm going to say good night, but before I do, I'm going to let you know that in 2 weeks on May 10th, we are going to have
one of our very first guests back. He hasn't been with us for a while, but he's going to do a great show. It's Basilio Pace. He is a chiropractor out of New Jersey, and he has done some really fabulous things, but our program is going to be on pain management without the opioids. So if you want to learn how not to use the opioids and how to not be a part of that whole opioid world, because you know we've already done shows on that, join us in a couple of weeks and he'll be there. And we've got Susan, I'm sure you'll be back again. I'm not sure exactly what the date is, but I know we have you scheduled. So we'll kind of go from there, guys. Thank you so much, everybody, and have a great night. And a couple of weeks, we'll see you again. Night, Susan.
Thanks, everyone. Bye. Good night.
Bye.